British government re-arrest Tim Rifat on June 18th. For carrying out psychic warfare on royal family and A-listers, full stop. Police manufacture evidence to allege that Tim Rifat made offensive images and posted them online on psychicwarfare.com when he doesn't possess a working computer or internet access. Full stop. British government terrified of the world's leading expert on psychic warfare, who has used advanced technology to change reality so that the Cameron government was destroyed, as he promised on US national radio. Full stop. British government terrified of the European Union now falling to pieces. Full stop. British government terrified of growing murderous attacks using psychic warfare wetware, as in Dallas, Orlando, Nice, three dots. British government under tremendous pressure from French, European and American governments to get rid of Tim Rifat after their failed attempt to bury him in a psychiatric prison forever. They now have no choice but to go to court and publicize and promote psychic warfare is real. US government in a frenzy about forthcoming race war and the failed US coup in Turkey, which enabled the great man Erdogan to rise in power rather than be destroyed, full stop. US and EU terrified of Turkey with respect to the refugee crisis, and the US wanting a Kurdish state that Erdogan has promised to destroy. All of these factors driving the British government and the new Prime Minister Theresa May into a total panic, re-arresting Tim Rifat to try and stop the problem of psychic warfare, which now is vivisecting the West with new technologies which are unavailable to the West, further driving the West mad is that Tim Rifat is about to go to Hong Kong and live in China, the only place on the planet where he is safe from the evil of the West. Full stop.